Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Regional connectivity scheme Udaan serves more than 1.56 crore passengers via 3.23 lakh flights since its inception in 2016. Government says the scheme will be continued beyond April 2027. Centre and Ladakh's representatives to resume talks in New Delhi today. Second edition of Indian Navy's biannual Commanders Conference 2025 to begin today in New Delhi. Low pressure area formed over Bay of Bengal likely to intensify into depression. Heavy rain alert issued for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and North Andhra Pradesh. Gujarati community across the world celebrating their new year, Bestu Varsh, today. And in cricket, South Africa crushed Pakistan by 150 runs via DLS method in ICC Women's World Cup in Colombo. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the regional connectivity scheme Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, Udaan, has facilitated over 1.56 crore passengers through 3.23 lakh flights in 9 years. The Udaan scheme was launched on 21st of October 2016 under the National Civil Aviation Policy. Addressing an event in New Delhi organized to mark the 9th anniversary of the scheme, Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha highlighted that Udaan has been a transformational initiative aimed at making air travel affordable and accessible to the common citizen. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to continue the scheme beyond April 2027 through an expanded Udaan framework focusing on connectivity with hilly, northeastern and aspirational regions and the development of around 120 new destinations. A report.
Under the scheme, 649 routes have been operationalized, connecting 93 unserved and underserved airports, including 15 heliports and 2 water aerodromes. Government has disbursed more than 4,300 crore rupees as viability gap funding to support airline operators and regional infrastructure. Besides, 4,638 crore rupees were also invested in airport development under the scheme. The government has also introduced comprehensive guidelines for seaplane operations last year and launched the Udaan 5.5, a special bidding round for seaplanes and helicopters. Under this round, letters of intent have been issued for 150 routes connecting 30 water aerodromes across various coastal and island regions. With Anand Kumar's report, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Centre and Ladakh's representatives will resume their talks in New Delhi today. This will be the first talks after September 24 violence in Leh. Earlier, the scheduled talks of the high-powered committee constituted under the chairmanship of Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, was called off due to the 24th September event. On the invitation of the Home Ministry, a delegation consisting of 10 key representatives of Ladakh, headed by former MP and chairman of APEC's body Leh, Thupstang Chewang, will represent in the meeting with the senior officials of the Home Ministry. The second edition of the Indian Navy's biannual Commanders Conference 2025 will begin from today in New Delhi. The three-day conference assumes greater significance in the backdrop of Operation Sindoor and the Navy's high tempo of operations and combat preparedness. During the conference, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Cabinet Secretary will address the naval commanders and provide a perspective on broader national interests and the vision towards Viksit Bharat 2047. The central government has issued a gazette notification listing gallantry award citations for defence personnel for their acts of extraordinary courage during assorted operations, including Operation Sindoor. The citations included in the gazette are mainly of the Indian Air Force and the Indian Army personnel.
The citations include heroes like Colonel Koshank Lamba and Lieutenant Colonel Sushil Bisht, Colonel Koshank Lamba has been awarded Veer Chakra for displaying exceptional bravery, valor and courage under fire, reflecting the traditional martial ethos of Indian Army, the notification stated. Another Veer Chakra awardee is Lieutenant Colonel Sushil Bisht. During an operation, Lieutenant Colonel Bisht, as officer commanding, displayed exceptional courage, leadership and operational brilliance. He led his unit to resounding success by causing complete destruction of terrorist camps. Fighter pilot Group Captain Ranjit Singh Sidhu has been awarded the Veer Chakra for command of his squadron on effective strike missions against pre-selected targets in which all operational tasks were accomplished. Group Captain Animesh Patni, flying a strategic surface-to-air missile squadron from a forward airbase, proved to be a great leader during a mission. His accurate direction caused immense damage to the enemy without inflicting any damage to his own resources, and he was awarded the Veer Chakra. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will visit the hill shrine of Sabarimala in Kerala today. The president arrived in Thiruvananthapuram last evening. She was given a warm welcome by the Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Union Minister George Kurian and other senior dignitaries. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will arrive at Nilakkal by helicopter from Thiruvananthapuram and proceed to Pamba, the base station of the Sabarimala Hill Shrine. Traditional rituals, including tying of the irumudi, will be performed at the Pamba Ganapathi Temple. Following this, the president will travel to Sabarimala Temple in a special vehicle. Tight security arrangements have been put in place at both Sabarimala and the base station for president's visit. The president is scheduled to return from Sabarimala in the afternoon after performing Darshan. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In the Bihar Assembly elections, 16 ministers from the Nitish Kumar government are contesting in the first phase. Among them, 11 are from the Bharatiya Janata Party and 5 from the Janata Dal United. The first phase of polling will be held on 6th of November across 121 Assembly constituencies in 18 districts of the state. Our correspondent reports that the BJP has several prominent figures in the fray in this phase.
Deputy Chief Minister and BJP candidate Samrat Chaudhary is contesting for the first time from the Tarapur Assembly constituency in Munger district. The second Deputy Chief Minister and BJP candidate Vijay Kumar Sinha is contesting from Lakhisarai. Health Minister Mangal Pandey is contesting for the first time from Siwan Assembly constituency as a BJP nominee. Among the Janata Dal United candidates, senior party leader and Water Resources Minister Vijay Kumar Chaudhary is contesting from Sarai Ranjan in Samastipur district, while Information and Public Relations Minister Maheshwar Hajari is contesting from the reserve seat of Kalyanpur. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the GST cut on apparel and footwear is helping the consumers.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced GST on man-made fibers from 18% to 5%. The tax rate on man-made yarns has also been reduced from 12% to 5%. Similarly, ready-made apparel priced up to 2,500 rupees per piece now attracts 5% tax, which previously fell under the 12% tax slab. Meanwhile, the government has also cut down the tax rate on footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair from 12% to 5%. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mohammad Latif, a sales executive at a show room in New Delhi, said that tax cut on footwear has increased the sales.
The benefit that we have received due to GST reforms, the customers are very happy about it. The footfall has also increased. Now customers are also gaining from this due to new reduced GST rate of 5%.
The tax cut has reduced the burden on manufacturers and made products more affordable to the consumers. These reforms mark a transformative chapter in India's journey towards inclusive economic growth. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has said the low-pressure area formed over Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a depression. An alert for heavy rain has been issued for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and North Andhra Pradesh. In Tamil Nadu, holiday has been declared for schools in Chennai, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram due to heavy rainfall. We spoke to senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Jainamani, about the latest update.
The low pressure area lay over the southwest bay of North Sri Lanka coast, likely to move west northwestward towards Tamil Nadu coast, and it is likely to concentrate into a depression also during next 24 hours. Because of the system movement and intensification, we have given heavy rainfall warning, particularly for Tamil Nadu, coastal Tamil Nadu, and also for the Kerala and Karaikal and Pondicherry. And as the system moves westward, there will be further increase of the rainfall over Kerala. This system is not going to become a cyclone.
The Gujarati community across the world is celebrating New Year today. In Gujarat, New Year, which is popularly known as Bestu Varsh, is celebrated on the first day of Kartik month of Hindu calendar Vikram Samvat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will exchange New Year greetings with the people. We have a report from our correspondent.
The new year begins with a tradition of seeking divine blessings. From early morning, temples across the state are witnessing huge footfall as people start their day with prayers for a year filled with peace and prosperity. People are also visiting residences of their near and dear ones to greet them Nutan Varsha Abhinandan, that is Happy New Year, and exchange sweets. Traders and business houses are performing the ceremonial worship of their new account books, that is Chopada Pujan, to seek the blessings of Goddess Lakshmi for financial success in the year ahead.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that to further cater to the expected surge in passenger traffic for Diwali and Chhat, the railways plans to operate around 7,800 more special trains in the coming days, and war rooms have been set up to monitor the festive rush. The minister visited the New Delhi railway station yesterday and conducted an on-ground assessment of the arrangements made for passengers during the festive season. Over 80 war rooms are active at the railway board, zonal and divisional levels. And now news from the world of sports.
In women's cricket, South Africa beat Pakistan by 150 runs in the rain-affected round-robin league match of the ICC World Cup in Colombo last night. After initial delay, the match was curtailed to 40 over per side, with South Africa scoring 312 for 9. With this win, South Africa not only propelled them to the top of the points table, but also sealed Pakistan's exit from the competition. Today, Australia will take on England at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Moving on to Kabaddi, the Indian boys and girls teams have registered emphatic victories in the Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. Indian boys team crushed arch rivals Pakistan and the girls team overpowered Iran. The Indian boys team produced a breathtaking performance to beat Pakistan, marking one of the largest ever margins of victory in international Kabaddi history. The team led by Captain Aditya Dahia delivered a flawless high-intensity performance against Pakistan. The Indian girls have sealed a place in the gold medal match. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. The dailies have mentioned about Prime Minister Narendra Modi penning a letter to the citizens of the country on Diwali. Quoting the PM, Hindustan Times writes, "Bharat has emerged as a symbol of stability at a time when the world is in crisis. New scheme with set-up grant to get top Indian overseas faculty to return," states the Indian Express. The Times of India cites about the big relief on H-1B fee norms for Indians looking for US jobs. The Hindu notes Indian mission in Kabul gets embassy tag. The Pioneer states Kerala to get largest floating solar project at West Kalara. For the first time, mosquitoes have been found in Iceland, signalling yet another inevitable consequence of climate crisis, writes Hindustan Times on its front page, as reported by The Guardian. And finally, a Financial Express headline says over 500,000 cars sold in a month since GST 2.0, giving a significant push to the automotive industry. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Regional connectivity scheme Udaan serves more than 1.56 crore passengers via 3.23 lakh flights since its inception in 2016. Government says the scheme will be continued beyond April 2027. Central and Ladakh's representatives to resume talks in New Delhi today. second edition of Indian Navy's biannual Commanders Conference 2025 to begin today in New Delhi. Low pressure area formed over Bay of Bengal likely to intensify into depression. Heavy rain alert issued for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and North Andhra Pradesh. Gujarati community across the world celebrating their new year, Beshtu Barsh, today. And in cricket, South Africa crushed Pakistan by 150 runs via DLS method in ICC Women's World Cup in Colombo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.